Podcast Report, episode number 15. Well, hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Podcast Report. Cliff Ravenscraft here from PodcastAnswerMan.com and your host for this podcast that is devoted to the podcasting track of New Media Expo. And once again, my friends, with my wonderful co-host and also known as the great guest getter, Megan and Lo. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Cliff. How are you?
I have never been better. It gets better every single day. And although we pre-recorded this last week, it's Thanksgiving time. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving yesterday.
I know I had a wonderful Thanksgiving yesterday because I cooked the meal and I'm a very good Thanksgiving dinner cook.
That is awesome. So, hey, speaking of Thanksgiving, we actually have a very special guest who is on the show this week, and he happens to live in a part of the country where they celebrate Thanksgiving in a completely different time than us. Cesar Abid from ConstructionIndustryPodcast.com, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I joke that here in Canada, we don't have much to be thankful for. That's why we don't celebrate the same way that you guys do.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
No, it's not true. It's in October.
Yes.
So, real quickly, what is up? Why is it in October for you guys? Do you guys just want to be different? Is that what it is?
That's usually the case. Yeah. You know, we have the Canadian Football League, which is a bit different than the NFL. We just try to.
Oh, I thought you guys had hockey. I didn't know you guys had football.
Yeah, no, we do have our own football league. Even though everybody watches NFL, we do have the CFL. But, you know, Cliff, I don't know because I'm not from here. I'm originally from Brazil, right? So, and my wife's American. So we actually did celebrate Thanksgiving at the American time because she's from the USA.
Oh, well, there you go. See, and by the way, I just learned something new about you. Anyway, speaking of something new, Megan, I think you've got a question for Cesar.
I do. Cesar, you know, we're gonna talk about your podcast a little bit later, but I learned of your podcast by finding you on the list of speakers for NMX, and I listened to your show, and I was fascinated how you made a niche topic interest that I had nothing to do with interesting to me. This is your first time coming to NMX, is that right?
That's right.
That's right. What made you decide to come to New Media Expo when you're doing a show in a niche topic? What was it that attracted you to New Media Expo?
Well, the first time I heard of Blog World and New Media Expo, I think was about a year ago through Cliff, actually. And then I became a member of his podcast mastermind group, and everybody there was talking about the show, and a bunch of them did go to the last one in New York City, and I couldn't go. And since then, I kind of made a decision to attend the next one, which would be the one in Vegas. And so that's how the decision came about. And I figured since I was going to go, decided to put in an application to speak at the conference too. And lucky for me, I was accepted as a speaker. So now I'm definitely going.
What are the three things that you think you're most looking forward to coming to this conference for your first time?
The three main things I think would be to learn, to share, and to network. And by learning, I mean, you know, learning from other podcasters and learning from bloggers. Since blogging is a goal that I have for next year, I'd like to invest more time on it. So I'd like to learn a bit more about what's working in the blog world. No pun there. To share, you know, share also what has worked for me as I developed my own podcast. See, I feel like I a lot of the skills and things that I learned about podcasting, I didn't pay for it. You know, I learned it through people being generous online. People like you, Cliff, who, you know, put out awesome content every week about podcasting. So I feel like by going there and sharing, I can pay it forward a little bit and help other people who might be, you know, maybe a few steps behind me on the journey to podcasting. And also I want to network like crazy. I think this is probably the best gathering of bloggers and podcasters in the world. And what an opportunity to meet people who are doing really well and also associate with like-minded people who are, you know, traveling to invest in themselves and in their craft. And I think that's a great opportunity to hang out with such awesome people. And also to meet many friends in person for the first time, you know. I have an opportunity to meet you and Megan in person, a bunch of other people that I know from the internet, but I've never met in person. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Can you share with us some of the people that you're looking forward to meeting?
Yeah, well, for starters, the both of you. And I have mostly through the Podcast Mastermind community, there's a number of people there that in the last few months have become really close to. So I think you probably had Dustin Hartzler on this podcast. He's from yourwebsiteengineer.com. He's one of them. And there's Albert Patazzi from the Local Method podcast. And I don't want to name all of them because I'm going to leave somebody out. But I could go on and on. There's a lot of people I'm looking forward to meet.
Are there any kind of like internet celebrities that you're looking forward to meeting? Or are those people your internet celebrities?
Well, they are. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to meeting Leo Laporte. That'd be kind of cool. Guys like Pat Flynn, you know, I've been listening to his podcast from the beginning, I think. I feel like I know the guy, but he doesn't know me. It'd be kind of nice to kind of shake his hand and thank him personally for all the great information that he puts out.
Excellent.
I think that's the top two that come to mind.
Well, I'll tell you what, you picked a great expo to attend for your very first one, especially now that New Media Expo has decided that there's only going to be one event each year and that it will be this Vegas event. I think a lot more people are going to come out as soon as that word spreads throughout the entire community. So there'll be even more people for you to connect with. This, however, is not the first conference that you've attended before. How do you think this might potentially be different from maybe, let's say, all those construction industry podcasts or conferences that you've attended in the past?
Yeah, this is the first conference that I'll be attending for content creators. You know, the conference, as you mentioned, the conference that I've attended in the past, they're for the construction sector. And it's usually a combination of a trade show floor and some presentations and talks. And I usually go promote my company and to network, which is a different approach, right? So I'm looking forward to see how this new experience is going to be like. I really don't have a whole lot of expectations on how things will unfold, but I know for sure it's going to be different because I'm not going there to sell anything, you know, as I usually go. That's usually my mindset when I go to a conference. Okay, how can I network with people so I can turn them into prospects, you know? I think it'll be very liberating not to have that pressure, you know.
Can you tell us about your podcast? We touched on it a little bit earlier, but you've mentioned construction industry. Can you tell us what your podcast is all about?
Yes. Yeah. I work for our small family business here in Canada, and we provide a service to the construction sector. We provide cameras, remote monitoring for construction projects as a tool for project management. So we install cameras, make them available online, we make time-lapse videos. And it's kind of a service that people are not actively looking for. You know, so I feel like I always need to go and reach out to the sector and introduce myself and explain what I do. And I thought a podcast dedicated to the construction sector would be a great way to reach to my market. And so that's the idea. And I've always been, I've been a fan of podcasts for a long time now. And my first idea was to blog, and I did that for a little while, but it was kind of, I didn't have the passion for it. But then I had the idea, okay, how about maybe I should start a podcast for the construction industry. And there are not many out there, very, very few. You can count them in one hand, maybe, you know. At first I thought it'd be, that was a discouraging thing. Okay, well, yeah, but to be one of the few, maybe the only one. But then I quickly saw how this could be an opportunity, and that kind of kept me going. So basically, on my show, I interview people in the construction sector about different topics that are of interest to people in the construction sector. So it's mostly an interview type of show that I do on a weekly basis, or almost weekly basis.
So go ahead.
I found it interesting because I am not in that niche. I have nothing to do with the construction industry. And yet I found it to be an interesting podcast as an outsider, because you still are getting at the story. It's not all about construction. It's stories that also happen to be related to construction. So I thought you did an excellent job of making a niche topic interesting to persons outside of the niche.
Thank you.
And the other thing is, playing along with what Megan's just said, I know that you went through a certain group podcast evaluation of one of your topics. And yeah, one of the coolest things about the feedback that I had heard is somebody said, you know, I really never checked out your show before. I knew all about it. It just didn't seem like something I'd be interested in. And then all of a sudden I listened to this interview to go through your review for your podcast or your evaluation. And they said, man, you had interviewed somebody as a guest about demolition and about what all is involved in actually pulling off a demolition of a construction project. And he says, man, I found myself like riveted with the information. It's like, wow, that is so cool. I am so glad. I mean, not that I'm going to go out and pull off a demolition next week, but certainly something that just he gained some valuable insight about what goes on with the behind the scenes information there.
Yeah. And the cool thing about this is that the construction is so broad and diverse. You have, you know, you can talk about carpentry, or you can talk about construction management for power plants, and it's all construction, you know. So I try to keep my topics very varied. So a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, I'm not familiar with the topic at hand, because, you know, I never had to deal with it, like demolition being an example. So I as an interviewer, I come at these topics sometimes from a beginner's type of perspective. And I think that helps the audience relate to it, because it's not, you know, lingo that's inside lingo that people wouldn't understand. I mean, I'm asking about demolition. I know very little about it too, you know, even though I work in the construction sector. It's not an aspect of it that I'm familiar with. So I think that's what helps to make it accessible to more people.
Now, you have an amazing title for your show, and I remember you coming to me when you first were thinking about it, and I'm like, dude, if that's not taken, you should take it. And it's the Construction Industry Podcast. Now, you were the first podcast in this industry, and it's not necessarily an industry that is known for their keeping up with technology as far as, you know, reading blogs or subscribing to podcasts, or at least maybe that's what it appeared, because there wasn't a lot of other podcasts, or weren't any other podcasts out there that were really focused on creating great weekly content for the industry itself. I know that you're speaking at Blog World, and that's actually the topic of your talk. You're going to be sharing a little bit about what you've learned through this journey. Tell us, what is the title of your session for New Media Expo, and tell us a little bit about what you've experienced.
The title is The Benefits of Being the First to Podcast Within Your Niche, and or in other words, why you should be the first to podcast in a podcastless niche. And during this time, I've been doing this for about a year now, and I feel like I learned a lot about how to create an audience for a podcast out of thin air, you know, because a lot of people in my sector, they don't even know what a podcast is, you know. So how do you create an audience around a podcast when people, or in your target market for your podcast, they don't know what it is? So there's different ways you can I learned to approach this, and this is what I plan to share with my audience there, you know, techniques and how to approach this. The benefit is obvious. You know, you become, if you're the only one, you are the voice of your industry. Know, something that's, there's something very powerful about that, and even more so than if you have a video podcast. Because when you say, you know, I'm the voice of the sector, it's so powerful. You know, and as you said, you know, the title Construction Industry Podcast, that was taken. That's another advantage, you know, of being a lone podcaster in the niche.
Let me ask you this: Do you hire like little independently owned airplanes that fly those banners behind them, that says constructionindustrypodcast.com, and do you have them just fly circles around construction sites? Is that how you do this?
Yes, and I have those people that sing telegrams as well. They go from door to door. They sing my jingle. They sing my jingle, and they leave a hammer as a.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm picturing this guy showing up in a construction outfit and a hard hat, and he's got a radio in his hand, and all of a sudden he knocks on the door, and it's like, wait a second, that's not a picture I think I want in my head. What's coming after this?
That's a different type of show, Cliff.
Boys.
Yes. So tell me, Caesar, tell me one of the ways that you do find somebody to get them interested in your show when they have no idea what this thing is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the number one thing is to go and mingle where your people are, you know, you're the people that you want to listen to your show. So in my case, I think it's LinkedIn. You know, a lot of the people that I want listening to my show, they're not necessarily on Twitter or on Facebook, but they are on LinkedIn. So, you know, whatever, if it's LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter or, you know, even like real conferences, you know, you go there and you engage, you know, you talk to people and you ask questions. And after, in my case, for example, after you have a number of episodes, I covered so many topics that, you know, any conversation I have with these people, a topic will come up that I had an episode that's kind of related to it. So I can point them back to that episode. You know, oh, by the way, I did a show on demolition. It's episode, I don't know, 34. Here's the link. Check it out, you know. So that's one way to do it. And asking questions, right? So you ask them questions. So construction, right? So everybody's involved in some sort of construction project, a building or a bridge or power plant or something. And so I asked them, so what's the project that you're most proud of? And can you share a link, you know? And when they do, if it's really cool, I go back to when I'm doing my show and I mention it on the show. And then I go back to them and say, listen, I just mentioned that project on episode X of the Construction Industry Podcast. Check it out. And that gets people really excited. So that's just one example of things that you can do to get people excited and engaged.
I love that you're giving links to their stuff, that you're promoting their projects as a way of getting them to listen to your project. Sneaky.
Right.
I like it.
And of course, you know, if that were, you know, me and I were out there and I was a construction person and all of a sudden you highlighted something excellent that I'm doing in my field and you bring a lot of recognition and you invite me to come and tell the story in a way that's not just me bragging, but actually certainly has the opportunity to highlight something that I'm doing. And now all of a sudden it's like, wow, I can actually share this with all of these other people who are in my industry and they can see how cool that I am and what I've been up to. And of course, what does that do? It exposes you, your brand to all of my friends. And so I love that.
Yeah. I always try to think of, you know, the perfect guest for a show would be somebody who has something to promote. So they are eager to talk. Somebody who has a large following. So they're, when they promote the interview, it's going to reach, you know, a large number of people. And number three, that I'm passionate about too. So if you find that intersection of that Venn diagram there, that's gold, you know, and that's what I try to do. Of course, you know, the result of it is a show that people will enjoy listening, because how can you not, you know, it's passion, it's content, and it's engagement.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, I'd love to just highlight just a moment more, if we can, about this idea of you coming to the conference and this being the first time coming to New Media Expo. Now, we've already talked about the fact that this isn't your first time coming to a conference. I'd like to ask you, before we get into some tips where maybe we can share with other people who are maybe coming to New Media Expo for the first time, things that they can do to prepare for it, but is there anything special, Caesar, that you're doing to prepare for your first time at NMX?
Yeah, well, one thing is, as you know, there's a lot of sessions going on, and a lot of them at the same time. So I don't want to get there on the first day and then try to figure out where I'm going to go. So I'm trying to come up with a plan for the sessions that I want to attend physically, you know, because you can always listen to the recordings later. But so come up with a plan so I'm I'm there on purpose, you know, and I know where I'm going. And then making a list of people that I'd like to meet personally. So that's the two main things as an attendee of the show that I'm doing. If you ask about what I'm doing to prepare for my talk, then that's something else. But yeah, those are a couple of things that I'm working on right now.
Well, I have one session that is an absolute must attend for new attendees. We are actually having a special orientation for first-time attendees at New Media Expo, and we'll have the link in the show notes, or if you just do a search for New Media Expo, a new attendee orientation, you'll come right to the blog post about it. So that is an absolute must for first-timers.
That's awesome. And how about, do you guys have any tips for me as a first-time attendee?
Wear comfortable shoes. I know guys usually wear comfortable shoes anyway, but the ladies always want to look lovely and wonderful. Well, look lovely and wonderful in some comfortable shoes. Las Vegas has a fantastic transportation system, and you're probably going to be staying in the Rio anyway, but there is still a fair amount of walking like there is in any conference, so wear comfortable shoes.
Well, I'll tell you, even as a guy, I suggest wear comfortable shoes because you definitely don't want to be all dress shoed up and stuff like that. Wear your super casual stuff. Wear comfortable clothes even. You don't have to go there and impress a lot of people, but there's certainly going to be an opportunity. You'll be walking all day, every day of this conference, not to mention the fact that while there might be some great transportation, there'll be other things to do during the evenings that you'll probably be out late, so be prepared for that as well. Hey, yes. You mentioned this one, Caesar, but one of my biggest tips is, and I love to do, is make a hit list of people that I want to meet.
You know, Cliff, can we not call it a hit list?
Oh, I love the hit list. but anyway, maybe it's not a hit list. Maybe
and it makes else. Most wanted.
Exactly. But when we go to Disney, sometimes the kids will grab one of those autograph books, and it's got all the different characters that you got to get Mickey Mouse, you got to get Donald Duck, and Minnie, and so I like to go through the list of speakers. Who are going to be there? And I was like, that person's going to be there. I would love the opportunity to shake that person's hand and ask this one question. And so make a list of the names of the people you definitely want to meet and be prepared ahead of time to actually ask one or two questions. Prepare two questions that you would love to have answered from that specific person on that list. And you'd be surprised at just how valuable that could be.
That's great advice. I'd also like to say you've got downtime between sessions when you're waiting for sessions to start. Don't just stand there waiting for the door to open or sit there in your seat. Look around, start making conversations, talk to the people around you. You wouldn't believe the contacts that you can make if you just stick your hand out and say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so. Who are you and what do you do?" And you'll find yourself making some great contacts.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing I can tell you is a lot of people would mistake me for being an extrovert, and you'd be surprised at how difficult it is for me to actually strike up a conversation with somebody I don't know that doesn't know me. I'm really good. If you know who I am, watch out, I'll be the life of the party. But if I don't know you, I have a real hard time. But I can tell you, when it comes to a conference like this, I know for a fact we're going to share something in common, and that is we're content creators, or we both have an interest at least in this online world of creating content. And so for you to go up to anybody and just say, "Hey, who are you and what do you do?" They're going to be more than happy to answer that question. And my recommendation is bring a recorder, because you might get like 5 minutes into that conversation. It's like, "Dude, do you mind if I record this? I would love to record this conversation and share it with my podcast audience."
Excellent. Excellent idea. And so that you have the energy to do that, have breakfast before you head to the show. And I am trying to give myself that advice, because in past years, I have rushed off to the show and gotten into the sessions and maybe grabbed a cup of coffee. And then I decide I need to go back to my hotel room during the lunch break. And next thing you know, it's 2:00 and I haven't had anything to eat. And so don't make that mistake. Make sure you start off the day, get nourished, stay hydrated, because there's a lot happening all throughout the day, and then there's going to be the parties at night. So make sure you're taking care of yourself first so that you can have your head in the game for all those great sessions.
Speaking of parties, you want to see if you can't find out who's meeting up where. See if you can't connect with some other people that you find out that are attending New Media Expo, and find out, say, hey, when, you know, what parties are people going to? Are there any special events, any special meetups? And if there's not one, perhaps you become the instigator and create a meetup of your own.
Absolutely. And you know, you've got the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, times, those breaks. Never eat alone. There's no reason to eat alone. You've got all of those other content creators that you could be meeting up with. I started a group on Facebook called the Podcast Community, and I created it because I was at a Blog World. It was Blog World LA, and there was one podcasting session where there was a lot of podcasters. It was a podcaster roundtable, and I looked around and said, you know, there's all of these podcasters that I could have been having meals with, and I was eating alone. And so I'm, again, trying to take my own advice on that. Make plans so that you're not eating alone. You're taking a chance to meet up with somebody that you haven't gotten to know, that you want to get to know during those meal breaks.
Excellent. So hopefully that helps you out a little bit, Caesar.
It's a lot of good advice. I'm trying to write down here.
And the other thing I want to just share is, Caesar, you're doing an amazing job with your podcast. You have certainly created a name for yourself. I happen to be privy to some information that you recently landed a pretty significant project for your business solely based upon your audio podcast. And I believe that'll be the first of many to come. But people can come and learn from you at the conference. What is the name of your session again?
Yeah, it's the benefits of being the first to podcast within your niche.
And
or niche, however you pronounce it.
All right. And if people come to your session afterwards, would you mind if they stepped out of the room and asked you bunches of questions like, man, how did you have the nerve or the confidence to actually be the first and to actually call yourself the construction industry podcast? Are you available to answer people's questions after the session?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why I'm there. And I'll be able to answer any questions. I'll try to answer any questions that the audience or you guys might have for me.
And tell us where people can find you online, both your podcast and maybe in a social media space out there, so they can maybe connect with you before the conference.
Yeah, my podcast is at the Construction Industry, www.constructionindustrypodcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at CIP on Twitter.com. CIP is Construction Industry Podcast. So CIP on Twitter.com take you to my profile there. And you can look me up on LinkedIn, Caesar Abeid, CESARABEID, and connect with me that way.
Sweet. Well, Caesar, thank you so much for taking the time to come on to this show during this wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, even though it's not Thanksgiving there in the Canadian area.
We still have a turkey. It's okay.
All right. I am going to go ahead and start the music. Megan, it is time to tell people where they can go for more details to stay connected with New Media Expo.
Absolutely. Join us over on Facebook.com/New Media Expo, where you can find a discount code, and then go over to nmxlive.com to register for the show. You can find me on Twitter at nmxpodcast.
Excellent. And my friends, there is still time to sign up, and we encourage you to do so. And we would love to see you in Vegas this year. In fact, don't forget, this is the only event. What's so funny? I thought I heard you laugh. Anyway, this is the only event, one event each year for New Media Expo from this point forward. And Vegas is the place you want to be. Head over to nmxlive.com to get registered. And of course, like she said, you can go to facebook.com/newmediaexpo. I think they're always running some kind of coupons and all kinds of other great things there. So until then, we'll see you there.